This is Lutin. Now, because my deep lore videos take a long time to produce, I've decided to create, in addition to them, supplemental content about systems, groups, war gear, and in general, smaller elements that are important and interesting, but outside the historical context of 40k lore. So today we begin our look at the types of planets that exist in the galaxy of the Imperium. The Imperium of Man is home to over 1 million settled planets across the Milky Way galaxy. Most were settled before the Great Crusade of the Emperor in the 31st millennium, but thousands have been colonised since that time to the current date in the 41st millennium. The Administratum of the Imperium classifies planets for the purpose of raising Imperial tithes based on raw materials, manufacturing, and recruitment for Imperial forces. Humanity is stretched thin across the galaxy and is far from the strength it once knew. As such, it's not uncommon for a single governor to have control over an entire system. Imperial planets are rarely scattered randomly throughout the galaxy, but tend to be clustered around an original human settlement that occurred during the original expansion of humanity in the Dark Age of Technology. Because of this, human sectors are somewhat practically located to support one another, and consequently, planets tend to have one core purpose rather than a broad spectrum of activities as exists here on Earth now. The Imperium encompasses so many worlds that it's believed they are far from all accounted for. It is simply known that the Imperium constitutes over 1 million worlds. The Adeptus Terror holds that the whole human race is under the rule of the Emperor of Man and the Imperium, and as such, this is one of the never-ending quests carried out by the Imperium to locate and unite lost human colonies. The Imperium aggressively guards its territory. Its sheer size and limited resources mean that it is often unable to defend every attack on its borders. Many planets will live and die alone, with only the most severe threats commanding the attention of the Adeptus Terror. Whole worlds are regularly lost to Xenos, internal anarchy and rebellion, or even natural disasters. News of their destruction can sometimes take centuries to reach the Adeptus Terror. Such is the bleak and just unstable situation for humanity in this age. Despite its immense military power, after the Horus Heresy, the Imperium simply just does not have the strength of numbers to appropriately secure its systems. Civilized planets are still in a process of development and have generally been allowed to develop of their own accord by the Imperium. They are largely self-sufficient and have a varying level of manufacturing, technological, and military capability. It is often the case that the planet's capital sees a higher level of tech, as this was the original colonization site millennia ago. The strength of a civilized planet is often dependent on its planetary geography, available resources, and other limiting factors. The classification of a civilized world covers a large percentage of Imperial worlds. They are designated as retaining a population between 15 million up to a maximum threshold of 10 billion, and their relative Imperial tithe would vary depending on population, resources, and again technological advancement. Even planets with a very high population may have a very sprawled cityscape, more akin to a 21st century style city, and not contain the dense urban citadels known as hives to warrant the designation of a hive world. Chapter homeworlds are the planets of an Astartes chapter, such as the Ultramarines, Blood Angels, Imperial Fists, White Scars, Dark Angels, and so on. These are extremely highly well-defended places and have massive military resources. They contain the holy fortresses, the monasteries of each Space Marine chapter. Astartes homeworlds may be planets in the traditional sense, but they can also take the form of vast spacecraft, moons, or even asteroids. Each chapter master, the overall commander of any given chapter, since now most Astartes no longer have a reigning Primarch, will hold the rank of Imperial Planetary Governor. Some Astartes planets may be death worlds, feral or feudal worlds, which will yield the toughest warriors for their recruitment processes into Imperial Space Marines. Fleet-based chapters will generally not have specific homeworlds, and so they will recruit from any relative planet or promising worlds they pass by as they carry out their duties. Many pleasure worlds contain major cities, but others have sporadic settlements to cater to their guests. All of these are considered a subcategory of civilized worlds. These lush planets of sweeping coasts, deep valleys, rich forests, and extensive mountain ranges are the definition of a paradise. They are havens for the higher-ups in imperial society, nobles, lords, overseers, aristocrats. They usually are the few who have clearance to see such beauty and enjoy it as they see fit with outdoor pursuits or general leisure activities. Pleasure worlds are often very cultured places, and many have huge proportions of their populace dedicated solely to producing works of art, music, or other forms of entertainment. Casino complexes, opulent restaurants, and huge ballrooms are often found on such worlds. There is, though, a darker side to these garden worlds, as they're often very isolated away from prying Inquisition eyes, and they are really an unplugged element from the Imperium. This has led to decadent nobles, rogue traders, even Imperial commanders using these planets to plot schemes either to a dark end or for their own benefit, as well as the worst crimes catering to depraved guests who may well be chaos cultists dedicated to the pleasure god Slaanesh. Cardinal worlds are ruled over by the Ecclesiarchy and act as centres for spiritual and physical power of the Ministerium of Terror. The Ministerium has a great deal of temporal power and resources, and cardinal worlds tend to be very well defended with a fairly high degree of technology and a good standard of living for its citizens. Imperial sanctuaries, cathedrals, temples will potentially cover entire continents. They also serve as a base of operations for many orders of the Adeptus Sororitas. They are usually governed as well by a council of cardinals. Shrine worlds are planets dominated by the imperial cult and acts of devotion to the god emperor of mankind. Many planets of this type have seen some important imperial figure born there or a battle of galactic importance to the Imperium take place. Shrine worlds can hold any other designation as well as being a shrine world, and so much as paradise worlds, it's really a sub-designation. All shrine worlds will have a strong relationship with the imperial saint connected to the planet in question, such as being the world of said saint's birth or death, or as again a site of a major miracle in the name of the emperor. Similar in nature to shrine worlds, these planets are given to caring for the vast numbers of imperial dead. The wars in which humanity finds itself engaged in often lead to loss of life in the millions. Cemetery worlds are often established on the site of a major battle, or cities which are in effect sprawling mausoleums, each dedicated to an imperial noble family. They may also be covered in more modest fields of dead from massive hive worlds featuring billions of citizens. They may also be smaller planetary bodies such as a moon orbiting a planet, again with an extremely high population up in the billions. Many frontier worlds were only recently discovered by the Imperium through explorative Adeptus Mechanicus fleets or human rogue traders, and are usually home to isolated, low population, but reasonably technologically capable Imperial colonists from the past few millennia. Often, they are awaiting a further classification, and the Administratum have not had time or cause to give a full assessment of the situation. They also can be a destination for those who want to escape justice or a bounty from a hive world. As such, their title of Frontier is well deserved, as they have a reputation of lawlessness. However, not all are dens of villainy, and some may be a collective of Imperial citizens who either crashed or travelled there, but regardless, for whatever reason, ended up colonising a lost planet capable of supporting human life. This is Luton, and I will continue this series soon, as next time we look at the war planets of the Imperium. If you enjoyed this, please give the video a like and comment on the immersive lore of Warhammer 40,000.